and there was foam on the waves. Except for us, there were no people around. Behind the shed, a boat bridge went into the water. A couple of dinghies were tied to the poles.
"Great beach," Maine said. "I wish we had brought our bathing suits."
"It's not really bathing weather," Pop said.
"We can walk along the beach and see if we find something exciting," I suggested.
2.
It was a lovely walk, even though it was cloudy. It smelled like salt water and seaweed. The seagulls floated around in the wind with their wings spread out. A couple of big black birds sat on some rocks in the water. Maine told us that they were cormorants. We tried to skip with some flat stones, but the waves were too big. Instead, we started looking for seashells. "Let's see who can find the biggest and prettiest one," I said.
"What is the prize?" Pop asked.
"You get to keep it," Maine laughed.
We kept doing this for a while. Not only did we find seashells, we also found empty crabs and even a couple of conches. We had walked quite far along the coast. Here, a line of low cliffs went into the water. In a creek between the cliffs, there was a little boat bridge, just a couple of poles with some planks on them. We sat down on a cliff to empty our shoes of sand.
"Have you seen those dark clouds out there?" Maine suddenly said. "They are headed this way."
The clouds over the ocean looked almost black now. The wind had intensified and blew them quickly towards the shore.
"We have to hurry back before the rain comes,"
Pop said and got up. "Too late," I said. The first drops had already started falling.
"I think there is a house up there," Maine said, and pointed towards land where the beach turned into low hills with grass and heather.
Between them, we could see a smoking chimney.
"Maybe we can find shelter up there," Pop said.
"Come on."
We followed her towards the house. When the rain intensified, we started running. The house looked like an old farmer's house with whitewashed walls and thatched roof. It was in a garden surrounded by...